Your reasons for listening to the show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Chill out. You know, drink a 7-Up. Eat a moon pie. Quit murdering people.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hope you guys are enjoying your day so far. Make sure you go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Tuttle. If you haven't already done it, make sure you subscribe and hit that bell button, because when you hit that bell button, you're going to get alerted to any time I go live or I upload any brand new content. A couple of ways you can get a hold of me, one being Tuttle, tuttle@gmail.com. That's Tuttle with two D's, tuttle@gmail.com. I answer back to every single person that sends me an email just to say hi. Tell me I suck, tell me that they're liking the show, whatever it may be. Number two, second way you can get a hold of me, this is how I would prefer it. Leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044. Once again, that is 407-270-3044. So yesterday, guys, I talked a little bit about how I had a very, very, like, depressing weekend. I rarely even, barely even left the house. I get in these moods every once in a while. And today is much, much better, because usually I get myself a couple of days. And then I get out and I force myself to go outside. I got back to doing some exercising and stuff. I was able to sit there and just kind of think about what's going on? What is really bringing me down? All right. Well, you know, my dad, one, being gone, having to still take care of my mom. You know, I've been getting a lot of people, you know, they want to leave comments. And I don't let a lot of these comments bother me. I just don't. But when you hear them enough, you start wondering. Because think about this, guys. I'm going on the longest streak in my whole entire life of not being on the radio since I started back in 98 over here in Volusia County at the Crow. So what I'm trying to say is that I kind of feel like my radio days may be over with. It's not that I'm going to stop trying. I mean, I applied for a radio gig. Come to find out, you know, it's kind of good that I did not get the job, because the host of the radio show that I would have been working for no longer is there. So when I get in these ruts, and it's also not like I'm getting out and I'm doing a lot of stuff as well either, because I'm trying to be careful, even though I've been vaccinated. And I know a lot of people say, oh, well, you should get out there and live your life. You should get out there and live your life. You know, maybe you're right. Maybe you are right by that. Maybe I just should stop caring. Because even when I was being careful, my dad still ended up dying. It wasn't from COVID. But it was like, why was I being careful? Why was I depriving myself in my youth? Even though I know 40 is not in your youth, but it's still a time where you can make a lot of difference. And that's what I'm going to do now. But it does suck being out of radio for as long as I have been, especially when I look around, I listen on the radio dial, I listen all over the place, and I look at, I see, I hear these people that have not put in any time. They didn't put in the time that I had to put in. They don't have half the talent that I have. They don't bring the dynamic that I can bring to a radio show. But you know what? Those people have it, because it all comes down to politics. It really does. It all comes down to the people's asses that you kiss, which I guess I should have been kissing a lot more asses in my life. I probably should have been. And I'm where I'm at right now because of my own choices, because of my self-medication, because of me just getting drunk all the time because I could not deal with life sober. And all that on top of the medication that I was taking, the mood stabilizing drugs, the psychotropic drugs, and not to mention all the drugs that I basically drained all the serotonin out of my body for life in my 20s and early 30s. So I ended up trying to kill myself, and that's what ended up getting me fired. But who knows? Like, see, you can't say if this didn't happen, this wouldn't have happened. No, because probably something else could have happened. That's the crazy thing about time and stuff. And guess what? That's how I got to look at things now. Like, I'm going to get out there. I'm going to start having experiences. I'm going to start pushing myself when it comes to the content that I'm putting out on a daily basis for you guys. I'm also going to get my physical health up to another level. One of my goals is to finally save up enough money to get this hernia surgery that I need. That's the other thing. You start overanalyzing yourself. And that's what I've been doing the last couple of days. And I just got to stop doing that because, you know what? I got to play, and I know this is sounding Mr. Cliche, I got to play the cards that I've been dealt. And move on from here and create a better life. Because let's be honest, radio is dying. When the market finally bursts and the economy gets even worse than what it is right now, and inflation goes up even more, guess what? Radio people, they're gonna be getting a lot of them are gonna be gone. They're not gonna have anywhere to go. Because they thought, oh, podcasting was dumb, it was stupid, it's not worth it. Well, I'm telling you right now, it is worth it. Am I killing it right now? No. Is it helping my social life to meeting women or new friends or people that I can hang out with? No. It has not helped me out at all. But look at all the personal improvements that I've made in my life. Since I ended up getting let go from Bubba's show, I ended up stopped drinking, got off of all the alcohol drugs, prescribed drugs, even though I still take a little bit of Adderall every single morning. Oh, there's another asshole going down the river way too fast, about to create a wake that's going to go over the wall, you asshole. I wish the FWC was out there so badly. I really, really do. Anyways, I got sidetracked. But what I'm trying to say is that to make personal improvements in your life, and I'm not trying to sound like Confucius or whatever, but what I'm trying to say is, so for you to make personal changes, personal improvements in your life, it is very, very lonely. It does get lonely at times. And I think sometimes we don't take into account a lot of the distractions that we have in everyday life that just puts us away from our goals, like just wasting time, being on our phones all the time, even though I have an excuse for being on my phone all the time because I'm looking for stuff to talk about. But what I'm trying to say is that, yes, I have been getting a little down the last couple of days, but being alone, making improvements in yourself, in your everyday life, like I said, gets lonely. It's not easy to do, but to make yourself happy, yes, you gotta enclose yourself with a bunch of close circle of friends, ones that you can trust. I think I have that now, and I'm happy with what I'm doing. And I'm not going to let a couple of days of depression get in the way of all the improvements that I've made. I'm not going to slide back into that hole and because I worked too hard. You know, my dad got to see the progression that I was making on a daily basis of how hard I was working out. He told me he was really, really proud of the podcasting, building something on my own. And it's only going to get bigger. You know, I got to thank people like Vulture, my producer. Why is this sounding more and more like a letter that I'm writing before I'm about to go out and climb up to the top of a clock tower and stuff? No, I promise you, this is not my like little preamble before I go out and do something really, really bad. No, I just know that I like to share things with my audience. Because, like, a lot of people always said, hey, you know that you probably would have still had a job at Bubba's show if you wouldn't have went in and you wouldn't have talked about trying to commit suicide? And I look at that, and I'm like, you know what? You're probably right. You're probably right that if I would not have brought that up, I would have never gotten Baker active. But guess what? I still would have been on the same downhill spiral that I was. So what I'm trying to say is that, yeah, I'm glad that I did do it, because I think it maybe could have at least helped one person out there that maybe was thinking about doing something dumb like suicide. Yeah, I think what I did was well worth it. And it allowed me to be able to spend the last year of my dad's life seeing him every single day. See, I'm already breaking up a little bit, even trying to give myself not only am I trying to give a semi half-assed motivational speech to the people out there, I'm kind of trying to do it to myself, because this is like, you know, when you're doing an affirmation, looking into the mirror and stuff, and I'm already breaking up talking about my dad. But It's a good breaking up, you know? So, anyways, just sharing a little bit of what's going on. Hopefully me sharing this story with you guys will help you just one little bit. All right, so I was taking a lot of time and just wondering if I should even talk about this. Now, there's a little bit of trouble that could happen with this, all right? Well, I'm not going to use any pronouns when it comes to describing my friend. My friend, it could be a guy, it could be a girl. That's why I'm going to stick to no pronouns when describing this person. But a friend that I've had for quite some time now, this person actually was telling me the story about how they had met somebody new. And this somebody new kind of made them realize that they are now not this person, but they came to the realization that they are gay. They're gay and talked to me about it, brought it up to me, and I thought it was a great thing. Never in a million years would I have thought it. Do I look at this person any differently? No, I do not. I do not at all. See, but I will say that this friend does live in the Tampa area. And when I told this person, I was like, well, listen, I mean, if you're going to be gay in any area, that's definitely the area to be gay in. But when it comes to this person, dude, should I like get involved with their like, you know, love life or help them out? Since, and I don't even know why, because I'm very heterosexual. So how am I going to be able to help them out at all? But like, should I go out and try to be like a wing man to this person and try to like help this person out? See, I almost, it's hard not using pronouns. You got people out there in the transgender community. You guys got to like, just chill out a little bit. I know that might get me a little bit of hate or whatever, but it is hard for us heterosexuals to get used to it. It's not like, it's not that we don't respect your choices and stuff, but what I'm trying to say is you got to understand that it's hard to, because I don't want this person, because I got a lot of friends in Tampa. I got a lot of friends in Tampa, so it could be anybody. And I didn't know, and I didn't ask if this person was okay with me talking about this, so that's why I'm not using any pronouns at all. But, like, should I offer this person, like, hey, you know, this is, well, it's like I said, it's also a new, it would be a new place for me. I'm just going as moral support with this person to go out, stake their claim in the community, and try to find somebody, you know, try to find somebody that's going to, you know, first time. Even though you're a virgin, you're not a virgin heterosexually, but you're still a virgin, you know, being gay. So, I don't know, like, do you gotta knock one out just to be on the safe side? Just to get over that little bit of hump and then, you know, get all the nerves out and then start going from there? But I don't know how I can help. And that's why I would love to hear from you guys. If you could email me, Tuttle@gmail.com, or you can leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044. And I don't know. I don't know if I can help this person out, or should I just let it go? Should I not get involved? Because I've known this person for a while now, and I want to be able to help out any way that I can. That's why I would love to hear from you. Or you guys can tweet at me. Just follow me on social media. Just search Tuttle. That's Tuttle with two D's, T-U-T-T-L-E. Facebook.com/Tuttle. Twitter.com/Tuttle. Instagram.com/Tuttle. It's just everything Tuttle. It is very, very easy to find. I would love to hear from you guys. Damn it. I used the pronoun. So earlier in the show, I actually talked about getting off of all the psychotropic meds, the mood stabilizing drugs, all that good stuff. And there was a while there, and I thought it was because, like I said, I was just paying so much attention to work. I really didn't care what was going on. I wasn't very interested in finding relationships or even sex in general. And now looking back on it, I really didn't masturbate that much, or I didn't get many, many erections. I know, like, that's stuff that I should not be admitting, but I mean, once I got off of all those meds, I finally realized that, man, okay, yeah, it was the medication. Because I was like a teenage boy when I finally did get off of them. But we've all had this, like, in this next story, it's about more men are coming in complaining about painful erections and erections that are lasting too long. And it's all coming from the, once again, medications. I've never, ever taken a, well, you know what? I'm lying. I did try it one time, even though I didn't need it. But as men, we're all interested. Like, we all would love a stronger, longer erection when it comes to our genitalia. But some of these men are going a little bit overboard with it. They're doing cocaine on top of doing Viagra as well, too. And they're having to go to the hospital, not with their junks, like, stuck in anything. It's more of, hey, this erection won't go away. It's been like this for like a day or two or even 6 to 8 hours. They say an erection lasting longer than 6 to 8 hours, you should go get it checked out. And a lot of people was like, oh, isn't an erection a great thing? Yes, it is. Okay, it is. But also at the same time that it is also can ache to a certain point. I don't know, you wouldn't call that blue balls or anything, because it aches in a different area. Well, I don't know. This segment's probably gonna get demonetized, so I might as well go all in. Yeah, it does hurt. It does hurt. especially I've talked about this time in and time out, how when you're younger and you're a lot hornier as a guy, you will try to stick your junk in anything. And I used, I made a rooster ring. And if it was a rooster ring, you know, what else is another word for a rooster? Let's just say a rooster C-ring, if you get what I mean. And I remember one time, just spend the extra money. Yeah, it may be embarrassing. But you know what's even more embarrassing is thinking that you're going to have to admit to your girlfriend or have to go to the hospital and say, hey, guess what, doc? I can't get this rooster ring off of my genitalia because I was too cheap or I was embarrassed to buy it off of a website where it was official. But here's a story from my news presenter, my newest news presenter, the one and only Amy Sinha.
More men than ever are going to hospital with painful erections lasting for hours, worrying figures show. There were 326 admissions in England last year.
And if we're all being honest, we know exactly why this is happening. Guys, if guys are given any extra free time, remember how I talked about when I was quitting drinking, when I was trying to stop being an alcoholic? I know that I'm always going to be an alcoholic, but yeah, the first little part of it is all physical withdrawals, and then after that, it all comes down to boredom. And as a guy, you know, working from home, say you're doing meetings and stuff, and then you got a little bit of downtime to do, you know, your own personal paperwork, guess what? Given the opportunity and you think you can get one off fast enough, you are going to masturbate. And I guarantee you more men were masturbating, even older men were masturbating at a very, very high rate because they were bored. And what do guys do when they're bored? They want to masturbate. And then after you masturbate for a while with like any other drug, you're looking to push it to the next level. You'll start putting like things around your genitalia to make it last longer. And then you might be able to get into edging. And then edging isn't working anymore. So then you decide, oh, I'm going to start taking some Viagra. Oh, the Viagra is not working as hard as it used to be, pun intended. But then you're going to be like, oh, what can I do to bring this party up to the next level? And you're like, yes, cocaine. I'm going to do cocaine. And then if you don't do cocaine, you're going to do the Viagra cocaine. Then you're going to add poppers to it. And I know poppers is a gay drug. I know a lot of people are going to start asking questions now, but I promise you I'm not. But I've heard poppers are supposed to be pretty badass. Never tried them. Never will. But I'm just saying, a lot of downtime is going to lead to more and more painful erections.
16% on a decade ago. Some sufferers are even in their 80s and 90s. Doctors put the rise in the condition known as priapism down to misuse of drugs.
See, with my luck, I was taking the boring drugs. I was taking the drugs that were killing my erection. And these 80-year-old dudes, You know how bad that makes me feel? That even just a little bit of those mood stabilizing drugs just made it soft and limp as can be. But then you got 80-year-olds that are probably like having way more fun than I am doing cocaine, Viagra, poppers, just whatever. They're probably numbing up their Johnson with cocaine. Because, you know, it does make things numb. They might be putting Novocaine injections directly into their unit. Who knows what's going on? And then me, just going to work every single day, getting, you know, myself just completely kicked in the balls every single day, metaphorically and literally at my job, doing stunts that probably, you know, hurt my... You know what? This is just sounding like a big complaint fest, and it's not. I'm just comparing myself. It just makes me look really, really bad that an 80-year-old is actually having to go to the hospital when for the longest time, I had a hard time even getting one from the drugs that I was on. Just saying.
Such as Viagra, as well as illegal ones such as cocaine. It can also be triggered by ailments including sickle cell disease and leukemia, with some recent cases linked to COVID.
Oh, see, I didn't even think about that. You know, a lot of people just look at COVID as a respiratory disease. Well, come to find out, it was causing like all types of blood clots and stuff. So what if you did get a blood clot at the base of your junk and it was like, you know, restricting the flow a little bit and you're walking around all the time? But then you got to be careful, because if you restrict the blood flow too much, cells and stuff are going to start dying in your penis. And then, wouldn't that be the worst thing in the world? Let me ask you, this is just another, like, poll question. I do these every once in a while. And if you guys would like to reply, Tuttle@gmail.com, or leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044. If you were a guy, and they said, sir, we can save both of your legs, or if we do say both your legs, we're going to cut off your penis. But if we don't cut off your penis, you're going to have to lose both of your legs. What do you guys choose? I'm just curious. I would love to be able to hear from you and find out, what would you do? Would you rather lose both of your legs or your penis as a man? Tuttle@gmail.com, or leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044.
It is believed that TV shows such as Channel 4's Embarrassing Bodies have encouraged more men to come forward.
I gotta talk to Amy. Like, was that like a little bit of a double entendre? Did you do that on purpose, or was that in the story? Did you mean to say, guys, come forward? Like, what did you mean by that, Amy? Are you just sexually trying to charge my male audience by using words like that? Or was that in the copy and maybe I'm just looking into things? If you're listening to this podcast right now, Amy, just make a mental note to bring that up in our next discussion.
Unless treated promptly with medicine, ice packs, or surgery, priapism can lead to scarring or impotence. The NHS digital figures from hospitals in England show the average age of a patient was 40.
See, that 40 is that midlife crisis type stuff that guys are going to go through in their lives. You know, for the most part, they're going out, they're getting the fancy car, the suits, overstretching their budget, basically sending themselves to bankruptcy. I've been guilty of that before. But also at the same time, yeah, it is 40, and it is pretty important to be able to keep a long-lasting erection, because at 40 is that age where you start doubting yourself. You do. It was completely different for me. 40 is when I decided to make a lot of changes. 40 was, hey, this is your last opportunity to get yourself in good shape, get yourself looking good, get yourself a great career, which I'm still working on that. But if I stick to this, it's going to get better, I promise you. Like, I got enough money. Like, if I met a girl and I wanted to go out on a date with her or go somewhere and be able to meet them and hang out with them, I could easily do that. I could easily do that. So I don't want anybody to think I'm some broke-ass just joke that can't afford to go anywhere, that's a loser. This is all still new. This whole podcasting thing is in its infancy. I mean, look at Tom and Dan. Great families. Hot wives. I mean, so let's not act like podcasters can't have successful relationships, because Those two guys are prime examples.
Though last year there was one in his 90s, and the year before there were six in their 80s. This is Amy Sinha reporting for the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Anyways, guys, I know that the shows have been a little bit shorter, but you also got to understand, I'm not really doing any of the plugging. I'm not going to commercial breaks. I'm not reading like over and over and over again, just mentioning stuff on how you can get a hold of me. I try to mention it just once a day. If you get a chance, my one and only advertiser at the moment, Ian Hanna. If you're in the market to buy or sell a home in the Flagler, Volusia, Brevard area, and if even if you're not, and you know somebody that is, tell them, say, hey, I heard about this guy, Ian Hanna, on the Tuttle Daily Podcast. You might want to check him out because I hear he's great when it comes to virtual tours, drone footages of the roof, the yard, being able to get a bird's eye perspective of a potential piece of property you might want to buy. Just go to his website, ianhannahomes.com. Anyways, guys, hope you guys enjoyed today's show. Hope you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchYouUp.com, and PocketBearClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Siroc. Show voiceover service is brought to you by jcvoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle's social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with two Ds .net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
I get ignorant in normal situations.
What? What you mean?
What the fuck you mean?
What are you talking about?
Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about?
Oh, shit.